Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. Hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood with your favorite host, Paulina and Bricia Lopez.
It's me.
It's me.
Hi, I'm the problem, you see. Am I though? Am I the problem? No.
I don't think so.
Taylor.
No, you're not. Oh my God. Are you also obsessed with Taylor Swift? Is there something wrong with me?
I mean, like, listen, I've always loved Taylor. I'm not like a Swifty hardcore. Like, I know a lot of her songs. I mean, I've listened to many of her albums from beginning to end. I'm sure I can sing to a lot of songs, but I've met hardcore Swifties and I'm not like that. I just like her. And I don't know. I like her. I listen to Taylor a lot, but I'm not like a hardcore fan.
I think there's something wrong with me because I don't even.
I can't call myself a hardcore fan because I know what that looks like. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I'm not. I only listen to the songs that are like on the radio and that my daughters are listening to, but I'm not, I don't, I mean, again, I'm not even gonna say anything because they're gonna come at me, but I'm like, what's the difference between her and Olivia Rodrigo?
Oh my, Paulina, you can't, no.
I'm telling you.
No,
I'm
like, no. I am removing myself from this conversation. I am not associated with this comment. Don't hold this against the Supermama's brand, just Paulina Lopez, okay? I like Taylor Swift.
I'm not. Yeah, I mean, I like her. I like the songs.
And there's a lot of beef between them too. So you can't even open the
can of
worms.
Oh, I didn't even
Paulina,
know.
Sorry. I can't even with you. Let's move on.
Sorry.
Before we get canceled.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not a Taylor Swift at all. As you can tell. I'm not even. You know, I saw people at the concert. I saw people like literally casi se cortan las venas durante el concierto. And I was like, okay. But I guess to each his own. Por eso el mundo es libre de hacer cualquier decisión que quieras hacer, hermana. Do you? So what is going on, Bricia? Like your birthday is about to be here. Are you ready to be a year older, a year wiser?
A year older, a year wiser.
The best year of your life is about to begin.
Yes, Lord. I am accepting that. I'm taking that with me 100%. Yes, the yet is yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
I mentioned on the last show that I'm doing a little birthday party / housewarming. I'm like, I think I'm going to register.
You're going? Oh, you know what? You
for
should
housewarming.
Totally.
I'm going to call it housewarming / because there's a couple things I need for. I'm moving into. I'm starting from zero. I need a new wine opener. Someone can send me a new wine opener. I need. A new,
you know, why shouldn't we register? Actually,
I need a new like cocktail bar setup, proper.
Well, you know what, my birthday's tomorrow, so by the time you guys are listening to the show, my birthday will be tomorrow. So call me, send me a message.
Yeah, maybe feel free to send all the presents to 3014 West Olympic Boulevard, Los Angeles, California 9006. Attention, Bricia Lopez. Believe me, if you want to send me
Paulina
all
Lopez
the presents,
too.
Open, happy. I need an electric wine opener. Here's the way to go. I need like a nice cocktail shaker.
A cocktail shaker?
Yeah, like a really nice bar setup. Like, no, but I want like a nice fancy. I need a nice matcha like whisk situation. I want to get into teas. Candles, please. Everyone, send me all the candles. That's what Super Mamas, come for me. Send me all the candles, all the incense. That's what I am putting out in the world. Expecting it. 3014 West Olympic Boulevard.
My birthday is tomorrow. My favorite color is purple, black. I love plants. Send me plants. I'm a plant person now. I want plants, earrings.
Oh, yeah. I'd love
earrings.
A new plant, too. Listen, don't judge me. A closed mouth don't get fed, okay? I'm just putting it out there in the world. Oh my God, I need an iron. Can someone give me an iron?
Planchas?
Yeah, I need a plancha. I don't have a plancha. Like una plancha para mi
ropa. I know, pero planchas tu ropa? ¿Sí planchas diario?
I mean, I need one for whatever is needed. I don't have
for
one.
For whenever I need it. Is it better to have a plancha or a steamer?
I mean, either or. Send them to me.
Tell me. You know what I want, guys? I need someone.
What is this episode turning into? We're going to like hate us.
This is a wish list for us. Well, you know what I was thinking? I know you said that we are going to dinner for your birthday. I was thinking today's episode is perfect because maybe we could invite Marianne. And then, yeah, it turns into a whole last party.
She's just like, oh my God, it would just be a whole party. It's not, oh my God. Can you imagine? I mean, maybe. Stay tuned. TBD.
Who knows? Maybe you'll see all the posts of the party of your party right there with Marianne. This week on the show, we have our amazing friend, who is actually a gift into our life. Sister, tell me who do
No,
we
you
have.
Tell me who Marianne is, Paulina. You tell me.
You know what? I thought I knew who she was. But then I didn't until this episode. Mm-hmm. I think I knew who DJ Que Madre is. I didn't really know who Marianne was until today. True. And you all are about to find out. DJ Que Madre has cultivated a musical style that is all her own, playing regularly at Off the Moment, downtown LA bars and clubs like La Cita, the Melody Lounge. And she's also the official DJ for I Love Micheladas and First Friday. So if you want to meet her, come out there and see her. She is also a member of the Chulita Vinyl Club LA, an all-woman of color DJ collective with 7 chapters. She is just as committed to increasing awareness for underrepresented voices as she is about spinning the latest hip-hop tracks and cumbia tunes. She's not only a DJ, she does a lot more than that. And I am so excited. I'm so happy that we got to do this interview with her because I already had such respect for her. But after this, I'm like, what? I love her. So without further ado, here is the interview with Marianne from DJ Que Madre. And stay tuned for our Super Mama pick or tip of the week.
Welcome to the show, Que Madre.
Hi.
Que Madre.
Thank you for having me.
What is up, girl? Welcome to the show. It's been a long time coming.
It has been.
Every month. At the first Fridays, I'm like, you need to come on the show. And just like, it hasn't aligned, hasn't happened. But as I always say, God's timing is perfect. And you are here today. What is up? How are you?
I'm doing good. Had a gig yesterday, woke up early today, but I'm excited to be here. So I'm doing good. Getting ready for the weekend.
Most of your work is on the weekend.
Typically, yes.
You're the one that makes us go out on the weekend. So thank you.
I know. I make you guys go out.
So for the super mamas that don't know who Que Madre is for some weird reason or live under a rock.
Or those who haven't been to a first Friday event.
I know. There you go.
Please tell the super mamas who Que Madre is. Well, Marianne. Mm-hmm. We call you Que Madre. But who you are, who you live with, what you do. Just tell us all things Marianne, please.
Yeah, sure. So hi, everybody. Buenos dias. My name is Marianne Aguirre. I go by DJ Que Madre. I was born and raised in Boyle Heights, East LA. Lived around a little bit, but I was a young mom. I was pregnant at 16, gave birth at 17. I began DJing probably about 7 years now.
Wait, I'm going to stop you right there. What do you mean you were a young mom? Girl, you still a young mom.
There you go. I'm 33 now. I have a 15 and a half year old. She's going to be 16 actually in December. It's really wild because sometimes I'm just like, damn, she's going to be 16. I'm 16 still. Like sometimes I still feel really young. I would like to hope that I still carry that essence with me. But yeah, born and raised in Boyle Heights, East LA. I started DJing about 7 years. I'm part of an all women of color DJ collective called Chulita Vinyl Club. So we DJ off of vinyl. But a few years ago, I actually started DJing off of my laptop and just really growing my and improving my craft. So I think I've known you all since probably the beginning of my DJ career. So
yeah,
it's been really awesome. I think you guys have seen that trajectory.
Yes, you DJed at our first ever Super Mama Social, right?
I think so, yes. A la Plaza de Cultura y Artes. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
That's true. That is like a long time ago already that we've been working together. And then after that, you just became the house DJ.
There you go. I love it. I've been doing Smorgasbord with you all, with Banda Night. So yeah. Been awesome.
I know, that is so crazy. And you know, when I first met you, I know you were a mom, but I think like when you see people with their, you know, your daughter back then was like way younger, like what, like 9, you know? Yeah. I don't know. So you see them and you're like, okay. But I remember seeing a picture of her quinceañera last year or this year?
This year, probably earlier.
This year, summer. Right? I saw that you posted about a trip that you took to Japan with her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is that her sister? I was like, is that hermana? You know, I was like, I was so confused when I saw the images. Because in my mind, you know, I think like you have a little tiny kid. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to you and I was like, and you told me that it was her quinceañera trip and all that. And I was like, mind blown. Yeah. To see that you have like a full grown ass daughter.
Oh yeah. I know, I trip out every day. She's like a young adult, has her own thoughts and her own interests and everything. But yeah, I've been telling her since she was younger. I was like, we could either do a quinceañera or we can take a trip. So you decide. So she was like, I want to take a trip, before it was London. And then she got older. She started getting really into anime and just Japanese culture. So we saved for a while. And this summer we took her, or my friend, myself and a friend came along with us. She's an owner since she was like super young. So we took her to Japan for about 2.5 weeks. So it was really awesome.
Wow, that's amazing.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm. And shout out to you for actually doing that, right? Because I think a lot of parents like, do you want a trip or you want a quinceañera? And they're like, a trip, but then the trip never happens. That's so common.
I know, but it was so beautiful, so memorable for both of us too. I feel like it was like a trip that we both kind of grew in, or just grew both of us. So it was really beautiful.
So now that you look at your daughter and she's 15 and a half, she's almost going to be 16. And that is around the age that you became a mom yourself.
Yes, yes.
Actually, like, what goes through your mind? Like, when you look at her and you're like, I was a mom at that age. Can you tell us a little bit of your story of when you became a young mom? And I mean, shout out to you, girl.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I think about that all the time. It's kind of like a little bit scary moment, or just a really full circle moment sometimes too, when I'm like, oh my God, she's going to be 16. I was pregnant with her at 16. So I think that's going to be a very momentous kind of birthday for her and for me, because it's my actual birth day. Yes. I gave birth that day. But yeah, it was definitely a struggle. You know, again, being pregnant at 16, giving birth at 17, you're really just scared and you don't really know what to do at that time. You know, I think her dad and I, we went through these trial and tribulations of like, is this something that we want to do, don't want to do? You know, we did have other options available, but we decided to go through the route, obviously, of having her. And obviously, it was the biggest blessing ever. But I mean, it was a struggle. I'm actually really good friends with her dad. We're not together anymore. We haven't been together since she was about, I don't know, 3-4 years old. He's an amazing dad. I think we've done a great job at co-parenting together. It took a really long time to get there, but we do a really great job at co-parenting. I love his family. I was kicking it with them yesterday at a concert, you know, his brother and his brother's wife. So we still get along really well.
I love to hear that story, because more often than not, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
You either, that's not in the life of the kid, or, you know, because you guys were so young yourselves. You guys were like kids.
We're babies. Babies with babies.
Babies. You're like hella immature. I think like at that point in our lives, our parents still dictate most of what we do, most of the decisions that happen around our lives. So I can't imagine like that both of your families were like heavily involved in everything that you guys did back then. Mm-hmm. So the fact to hear that years later, you guys have a healthy relationship, I think that's amazing for your daughter as well. I've met a few people that have had teen pregnancies, and that's the biggest struggle. That's the biggest struggle, because at some point you grow up and you want to have fun and you want to do all these things. And then why do you do it? Why don't I do it? And it just becomes a problem. But it sounds like you guys are actually figuring it out. And that's very mature. That's super mature.
Yeah, I mean, it took a while to get there, but I think it came to the point where we're like, we're obviously not going to be together. We have a daughter together. Let's try to co-parent and be the best parents that we can be together and separate. And it obviously takes a village. We have a really amazing support system and family, brothers, sisters that have really supported both of us, parents. So yeah, it's really beautiful that we've been able to get there. I've babysat his son for the weekend. You know, he has a son now his current partner. So I've like babysat his son. We've done joint birthday parties, joint like graduation parties together. So it's really
amazing.
Beautiful to have.
Good for you. Good for you. I think that's a really great example. So tell me how you got into DJing. How'd you get so good?
I'm always a learner. But yeah, I mean, growing up in Boyle Heights, East LA, my mom, she really listened to oldies, but she also listened to Juanga. She listened to other types of music. So when I was younger, I started collecting records, and then it came to the point where I was like, okay, I had some DJ friends. And then there was an Instagram post. Someone posted about Chilita Vinyl Club. It's actually a national chapter. So we have different chapters all around the US, a few chapters in Texas. someone that I knew posted on Instagram. She was like, hey, we're going to start Truly the Bottle Club in LA. Let me know if you're interested. I sent her a message. And then the first meeting we had at my house. But initially, I never thought I was going to be a DJ. It was really like, hey, I'm going to hang out with girls, women, collect records, go to record shops, listen to music. And then people started asking us to DJ. And then really there, I feel like my whole DJ career has really been organic, which has been really awesome because, you know, not seeing myself as an artist, not seeing myself as just this multifaceted person when I was younger, but just getting older and being like, no, I'm a mom, but I'm also an artist. I'm also a DJ. I'm also this multifaceted person that sometimes we don't always see ourselves as mothers. You know, we kind of see ourselves as a very one-dimensional type of person, but it's been really awesome to kind of grow in how I see myself and how others view me as well, you know?
Yeah. It's a craft, right? Even if I wanted to, I wouldn't even know how to mix any two songs together.
I'll teach you.
You do it so effortlessly. You know, every time you come in, and I know a lot of super mamas know you because you've been part of our events when we had the super mama social. But everything is organic and fun. And I'm always really proud to say, like, that's a woman behind the turntables. That is actually like a girl, because I feel like for a long time, DJing was viewed as male dominated. And I'm going to tell you, girl, tú te pones al tú por tú por ellos. Y tú, you know, there hasn't been a time where I'm like, no, like, you give it your all. And, yeah. You know, you can go head to head with any of the boys, I think, you know. No, you do. You do. And I really like that you have a presence on stage because you are the center of attention in a lot of these places. And you have a presence on stage. You don't back down. You're not as timida. You're like, let's do this. And I love that. And I love Thank that you. your daughter is also seeing that from you. Mm-hmm. And that she's like, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Is that all you do? Like, do you DJ for like, or do you have a separate 9-to-5?
I do. So it's kind of funny. I'm very intentional with how I portray myself on social media. It's like a DJ social media. So I just post DJing stuff for the most part, but I do have a day job. So I work full time, but I work from home. So I work for a nonprofit. I'm a project director at a nonprofit organization. We do transportation and policy work throughout Los Angeles. So we work with the city and the county to basically make communities safer, more walkable, bikeable. I got into it because when I was younger, when I had her, I didn't have a car. I was a broke teen mom. So I used to take the bus, take the train, ride my bike with her. And so I got into cycling. And then I found this organization that I'm a part of now. And we basically make it safer for people, low-income communities, to have safe transportation access in their neighborhoods. So yeah, I work full time.
What? That is so crazy. That is so crazy wild, because you are right. Like, I only know that part of you. I only know that side of you. And just to hear the intent, well, I think like everything that you do is very intentional. Like the fact that you help the city become a place more safer because of your experience, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah. I think every time I tell people, because they're like, you DJ full time. And I'm like, I don't. And I love, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love DJing, but shout out to all the full time DJs, because that is the real thing. And I do know a lot of people who are full time DJs, they're hustlers. And I am too, but I'm also like, I do enjoy what I do for work. And again, how you said, it's intentional, but it's also very intersectional. So a lot of the things that I do in my life, they're connected in one way or another, you know, and it all relates back to me being a mom or me just where I grew up. So yeah, got into it because I just wanted to make it safer for people who are walking and biking and taking the bus and train like I used to do when I was younger.
That's amazing, Marianne.
It's so crazy. I didn't know that you had this other life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And also, I'm sure, what do your coworkers say?
We're a small team. We have a team of three and we all work from home, but they know that I DJ. They follow me. They come to my gigs. My boss comes to my gigs sometimes. So I think it's really awesome too when we need a DJ for some of our events. I'm like, I got it. But yeah, they're super supportive of it. I work from home for the majority of my time. So I think it allows for some flexibility, and my boss is, he's really open and he's understanding of that. So I'm pretty flexible with my schedule, which is awesome.
That's amazing. You created the life that you wanted.
Yeah,
and it is a testament. You, I always feel like sometimes when something like that, I don't know if it was a big moment in your life, having a baby as a teen. And yeah, there's people that can cry all their life about it, or there's mm-hmm. somebody that does something about it, which is what you did. You yeah. created your own life. You're living the life that you want with your daughter. And it's amazing. It's an amazing example for others. And you should talk more about the fact that you are changing lives out there for the community. You should.
I know. Like, no,
I was surprised. Right now you're telling me, I'm like, you what? Do what?
I know. You know what? I've been a little bit more open on social media about, because we do bike rides as well. So I've kind of invited a few friends to my bike rides that we host. And they're like, I didn't know you do this. And I was
See,
like, Paulina, yeah.
We should just learn how to ride a bike just to do this.
I know. We should.
Oh, you already know how to ride a bike.
I learned how to ride a bike like how? Three, like 4 years ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No sports. We don't even know how to kick a ball. We can do a lot of things, but sports is not our forte.
I me either.
But you know, and even I think that the time that I learned to ride a bike, it was because I was frustrated. I went with my husband on our anniversary trip to Oregon, mm-hmm. and he wanted to rent a bike, and I was like, I don't know how to ride a bike. Yeah. And he was like, yes, you do. Yes, you do. What do you mean? You don't know? You know, Ramiro. Uh-huh. He was like, come on, andale, súbete. And I was like, okay. So then I did. And I was like, but I don't know how to.
Yeah.
And I fell on my ass so bad. And it was so embarrassing. And I was so mad because this place was empty, Marianne. It was empty. And there was one pole in the middle of this whole space. And I went to the freaking pole.
Oh my God. I fell.
And he was laughing at me. And I was so angry and upset and frustrated. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking learn how to ride a bike just to shut you up.
That's good.
And I did.
I love that.
And you know, I do enjoy bike rides. I do like it. So next time you have one, let me know. Invite me because I want to go.
I'll let you know. The last one we did was a food tour. So we were going around East LA and different taco trucks and stuff. And we had a food tour bike ride. So I'll let you know for the next one. Yeah, it was really awesome.
Who are you?
Damn, Marianne. Also, I'm just always so scared of like riding bikes in LA. But I'm glad to know that you're out there making it safe for people. Because
what does that even mean? Tell us.
Well, a project that I'm working on right now, it's actually in East LA. So they're going to expand the Gold Line. So I'm basically working with Metro and different organizations that are doing, we call them walk audits. So we basically go around to the potential new stations that they're going to have in East LA to expand the Gold Line. And we go around and we walk around the community and it's like, okay, we need to improve this curb right here to make it more ADA accessible. We need some bike lanes over here, you know? So it's stuff like that, urban planning, but other projects that we're working on, we're fighting for fareless transit throughout Los Angeles so that all buses and trains can be free for folks. So just different policy work, different transportation improvements.
My mind is blown right now.
Like I said, I get shy to share it sometimes. I feel sometimes
you
like
should not.
I live a double life, but I need to, I feel like I need to share it more. Because I, like I said, I do enjoy
it.
Well,
I don't think it's a double life. I think that people can have multiple things of interest. Like, I don't think, people say, okay, you're a DJ, so you're supposed to be this way. Mm-hmm. But that's not true. You should never try to conform what people think of you. You're a true example. You can create whatever life you want for yourself and you can do it. So it's so amazing. I want to know, when you were growing up as a child, raising a child, what kind of support system did you have and how is that experience for you and how has it shaped you today?
Yeah. You know what? I feel like when I was younger with her, I feel like I kind of closed myself off to certain types of support. I moved out of my mom's house. My parents weren't together anymore. I don't speak to my dad as much. I do speak to, I mean, obviously I'm close with my mom, but I moved out of my mom's house probably when I was about 18, 19. And then her dad and I, we had separated around that time as well. So she had moved kind of a little further away and she was like, come with me. And I was like, no, I'm going to stay in Boyle Heights. So I knew someone who was renting a room with other people, wow. which was a safe environment, but it was definitely a new environment for me. So I used to be on food stamps. I used to be on welfare and everything. And, you know, I was like 19, 20 at the time. I was going to school.
And what did you do for childcare?
I was part of this program. And so they had childcare for me. It was a free childcare. Head Start? Which I was part of Head Start when I was younger. So yeah, my daughter was part of Head Start. So she was going to daycare at like Head Start program when she was about 2 or 3. And so, I mean, I would take the bus to take her, you know, so I didn't have a car until I was like, I don't know, 26 or something. Maybe 25. But yeah, so I feel like at the time, like I felt like I got to do it on my own. And again, her dad and I, it took, like I said, it took time for us to develop that relationship with each other. But, you know, we weren't on the best of terms during that time when we first separated. So I felt very like, this is just me. I got to do it on my own. But as I started getting older, I started, you know, asking for more support, more help from just my own personal family, my brother, my sister, my mom moved closer. So, I mean, it took a process to get there.
You are a superwoman. You are a superwoman.
For real.
I did not know this.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes I struggle to talk about it because I feel like it was so long ago. It feels so long ago sometimes.
But it's not. I mean, it's only 10 years ago.
Exactly.
It's not a long time.
It's not. But, I feel like sometimes my life now feels so much different than back then. You know, again, renting a room for $400 a month to my brother and I, we actually bought our house that I live in right now. He actually moved out in December, but we bought our house 2 years ago.
Awesome.
In Montebello. So yeah, it's like a very full circle moment.
How does it feel? Okay, here's a weird question, but how did it feel to buy like your first piece of furniture as an adult and being like, I can do this?
I love OfferUp.
I love OfferUp too, girl.
So it's kind of funny because I love the things that I have in my house, but I'm like, I got that on OfferUp. I got that from so-and-so. So
I was going to say, can I tell you something? When you came on camera, I was like, that is a really nice house. I really love your setup. Thank you. Very zen, very, very like, you know,
Lindsay, yeah.
So cute, very bohemian, you know?
Thank you.
And I mean, girl, I had no idea of any of what you're saying. Thank you for sharing this because a veces conoces a alguien and you never know what they've been through. You never know the struggles that it took you to get there. We see you on stage and you're like, party, party, party. And, you know, we're like smiling and doing this and kissing the babies and shaking hands. And you're like, you know what I mean? But then just listening to your story, I'm going to tell you, I have so much more respect for you. I mean, I already did, but like I have a partner and it is freaking hard to do life and kids and everything, complaining about here and there. And I mean, you did it on your own, taking the bus, going here, going to school, working, moving out at 19. That is not something that you see every day. Let me tell you, that is not something that you see every day. Where do you think you got that strength from?
I mean, definitely my mom. You know, my mom has always been just this person that I've always admired and looked up to. You know, she didn't take anybody's shit. So I feel like I definitely got that strength from my mom and just other women around me that just have inspired me so much. Yeah, I've been fortunate to have great women around.
I mean, your daughter is very lucky to have you. I would say that. And I always think like, you know, God's plans are perfect and you were meant to do this to show other people and to show yourself and to show your daughter that everything that you're capable of because...
And like manifesting your dreams, like you're an actual magician. Think about it. You're living your dream. You're doing what you love. It's such a privilege to do what you love.
It is.
Not definitely. Everyone does that. So to be able to do what you love and make a living out of it, I think anyone that does that is already winning at like life. So I want to commend you. We're huge fans of you, obviously as a DJ, but as a woman, as a person, as a sister, as a Mexicana, as a everything, I'm in awe of you and what you do. You're extremely talented,
so
kind, so beautiful, and you deserve the world. I am so like in awe of you.
Thank you.
For real.
I appreciate that.
I feel
so much.
I just got like, hola, mucho gusto, Maria. Nice to meet you.
Mucho gusto.
You know, because I'm like, what? Everyone, please, if you need someone for your event, please support Marianne.
She's
an incredible person, incredible human, and plus she's hella talented, and you will have a great time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
For anyone that wants to support you, follow you, tell us where they can find you, where can they find more about your DJ life? And then give us the other Instagram that we don't follow where you, you know, talk about your other life.
I know. You know what? I've transitioned all my personal, it's all now on just my regular Instagram, which is why, again, I don't post anything because I don't post a lot of personal stuff sometimes, but I will start posting my work stuff soon. But anyways, you can follow me. I mean, it's Que Madre, so QUE.MADRE on Instagram. Yeah, you can email me. I do events. I do weddings. I do all types of stuff. I do clubs. I do bars.
Do you ever take your daughter with you? Does she like it? What does she think? How does she?
You know what? She comes sometimes, but she's super introverted too. So she's always like, you can do that. And, you know, her uncle lives close by. So sometimes, we'll take her there or her dad also, he does pop-up food vending. He's a, does like vegan food pop-up. So both of us have kind of like a entrepreneur life as well. So I ever need like to take her overnight or we switch schedules, like he's super okay with it because we do that all the time with each other. But yeah, she doesn't always come. She's a little introverted, but she does come when she has to.
My daughter is very into anime and all things anime. Same thing. So that's why I thought it was super interesting when I saw you, because I feel like she's like that in that world.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Marianne. I know it's been a long time coming, and it was such a pleasure talking to you and getting to know you more. You know, getting to know your other side, your other personality. I think it's great. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being open here. All the millions of listeners that are going to hear you. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, thank you to both of you. I think ever since playing with you all, knowing you all, and Fernando as well, I just feel like my network has grown so much. I was mentioning to Paulina that I was at an event yesterday with Evelyn with Harlow Planning. She books me all the time, so I love it. She's amazing. So yeah, thank you so much for you all as well. Your family has helped me so much. So I love you guys too.
Thank you.
We love you so much, okay?
We love you.
Bye.
Bye. And we are back.
We are back. I love her. She's a superwoman. Shout out to all you single moms out there. For real.
For real. Shout out to all the single moms. What is your tip, Bricia? I'm sure you've had a lot now in this past week or so while you're getting your house ready. So tell us your pick. Tell us your pick or your tip.
I think I talked a little bit on this on the last episode, but I just want to give a shout out to Jeanette from Neatly Embellished. We've had her on the show. Mm-hmm. She's a professional organizer. I actually
listen to her episode.
I hired her last year. And honestly, I think my tip of the week is ask for help. Mm. Again, we're starting with this, like as stupid as it is, I've been like, I need this, I need that, I need that. Manifesting and asking the universe for what you need is 100% true. I mean, if you were listening to the show for a long time, you understand we are all manifestors. Like we all have that power and we should lean into it. I, as you all know, have just like a schedule that makes me go from here to there and a lot of things that I have to take care of, a lot of commitments with different people that I've committed myself to. I was on a tremendous amount of stress trying to move out from one place to the next. And my life was just, I was in a really bad space. And to move out from a place where you don't even think you have a lot of stuff, everyone has a lot of stuff. So I have to hire movers. Tip number one, if you're moving out, hire movers. Like I learned this a long time ago, we'll never move anywhere without proper movers. You're going to save yourself 3 days. I hired movers. They came, they got all the stuff out. This house looked crazy because I was just full of boxes. Everything was just all over the place. Jeanette came with her team of two, my little fairies, my a las madrinas. In 2 days, just put my life in order. And wow. There was nothing more beautiful than coming into the home and just everything's put away. And this morning I got up and I made breakfast. Last night I washed my face. Everything is organized. Obviously, I wasn't physically there for any of this. I mean, I had to travel for work. So being able to like leave this home with dozens of boxes and then coming back to a place that's put together is like magic. I am so blessed. And she did this out of the kindness of her heart. This wasn't something that I'm like, ooh, your girl ain't got the budget for that stuff. But I'm just saying like, if you lean into your resources, ask mm-hmm. people for favors, like it's show up for them in any other ways, barter. I just reached out to her because I knew she was amazing and she could help me and she did and she was available and she was open. And we're going to do a little collab video and show you all like what we did, how she did everything, how she managed to get everything in this kitchen smaller than one I used to have. So I just feel so grateful to her and to everyone that has come and shown up for me. It's just, I feel so blessed. And honestly, you guys, like hire her, please, mm-hmm. please hire her. She is pure magic. Again, I came home and there's like little, since I wasn't here, there's little things that I'm like, oh, I'm going to move this because there's also a professional organizer in me. So like moving minor things, but to see that it's wild.
Wow. I can imagine. Totally hire her. She's amazing. Listen to her episode. She gave us great tips when she came. I know we talked about the room that I need to fix in my house and it hasn't been fixed. So I need to reach out to her as soon as possible. And yeah, I think like, honestly, I will second that. Sometimes we want to do everything on our own, but yes. You know, we talk about community, but really lean on your community for not only for good moments, but also when for hard moments. And I think this is the times where you know, como dicen, who your friends are, who's there for you. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It's amazing to do that.
People will show up for you.
So yeah, that is the tip. Ask for help. Lean on your community. That's all we got. We'll see you next week and we'll, ay ver a donde vamos. You know, you never know what's going to happen with us. We'll see you. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas and in the face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and see you next week, Supermamas!